Welcome back to Gym Class Villains. I forgot what episode number it's on. 30.
30.
No, it's more than
30.
No, it's 30.
It's there?
Check right now.
Oh.
It's
35.
30.
Okay, we're on episode 30. We're back after a holiday week and a half. That's how much time we needed off in between episodes.
I don't know if you guys know this, but making these episodes is very, very hard on us.
Yeah,
we put a lot of effort into this.
It's a grueling effort.
We plan on what we say months in advance, and sometimes we never really are able to do it. Sometimes we forget about it, but you know what? We do our best here.
Mike died from being overworked.
Poor Mike.
Yeah.
You still hear his voice to this day.
R.I.P. that poop sock.
Hey. So before class begins, what's going on in the lives of Luke and Brill? You got your car.
Yeah, I just got rid of the Hummer. It's been a long time coming. Got a lot of good and bad memories in that car.
You want to give a good or bad memory?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Oh, fair.
Fair. It's sad, but you know what? I'm happy. So.
I was about to say, are you really that sad?
I was sad last night after, like, kind of sad, and it was the last night of me driving the car.
And you didn't have
I had this thing. I've had the thing for 6 years.
You had it all of high school. You got it, like, right away.
Mm-hmm. I got it in 2015.
Yeah. Is that 6 years? Yeah, it's... Oh my
God,
6 years.
I'm
visualizing 6 years.
And it's 2008, and it's still in great shape.
What was popular?
So
look
longer,
up popular stuff in 2015. You gotta look up 2015 popular things, which is like, you can go biggest, feel older.
Popular things in 2015.
Nothing's going
on. Hotline Bling.
Oh.
When was the Harlem Shake?
2013. 7th or 8th grade.
Mad Men ended.
Yeah, I never watched Mad Men. Too boring.
Harlem Shake, 2013 was the original video.
That was really.
We should bring that back. They should have brought that. Should have come back when COVID, like the restrictions.
All right. What about the mannequin challenge? That's 2016.
Yeah, that was our sophomore year.
2016 video is 2016.
2016 was really good for music. I can't remember.
Definitely.
I'm saying we have to do it.
2014, like when we graduated 8th grade, I feel like it was a great. Time for music as well. 8th grade, 2014. How about it?
2014 top hits.
Let's see.
Call Me Maybe.
Rather Be Clean Bandit. Don't Ed Sheeran. Bang Bang Nicki Minaj.
Say Something. Let's just get Habits.
I think Ariana was starting.
Animals.
Ariana Grande was starting to break onto the scene.
By Lando. No way.
By Lando.
Dancing in the Mirror, Singing in the Shower.
Summer.
Me and My Broken Heart.
Shout out Rickston.
Ain't It Fun?
Shout out Paramore.
Leave the Night On, Sam Hunt, Blank Space, Taylor Swift.
Look at
2016
songs. Dirt.
2016 topics.
Yeah, that was really good. Like,
I'm not the only one. But
Love Yourself, it. Justin Bieber. Sorry, Justin Bieber. One Dance, Wizkid, and Kyle.
You do one.
Drake.
Oh, Panda.
Yeah, that was a really big year for
that's when
that
Blake
was stressed
West.
Out 21 Pilots.
That's before Kanye West came out with. His album, right? Life's Pablo, or was that after?
I think that was 2017.
I don't know.
I don't believe you.
It's all time, you know.
But I'm saying at some point we have to do a draft of best
years.
Best like song trends or whatever it were, you would call them. Bro, what's going on with you? Anything you want
to
tell people?
I tried to sneak it in when we were talking about the music. Nothing.
Nothing?
Very much nothing. I woke up from a nap earlier. That was pretty good.
It's pretty lit.
Yeah, I had a call him when I was in his driveway, and he's like, "Oh, sorry,
I was napping. I'll be down in a minute." Well, because I knew we were going to get food around 6:30, 6:45, so I set my first alarm for 6, and I woke up I got time. I set it for 6:15, and then I set it for 6:25, and then he called me. I was like,
"That's
this kid took 10 years to put down the tip."
Yeah, so I was running on the tip. We got it. Luke was getting up before I even wrote anything, so I'm like, "Okay, that sucks."
It doesn't take that long to put a tip in.
So
wait, hold on. Where'd you eat?
Bat 17.
It's pretty nice. It's pretty good.
It was all right.
You know where the
patio burrito is over there?
Over there. It's in there.
Okay. Yeah, the place is going down.
But anyway. I wrote down the tip on the total line. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I had to cross that out. I wrote down the tip on the tip line. And then for the total line, I forgot what I switched the two digits. I'm like, oh, shit. So I scratched that out and then write it again. And I had to write it on the other copy. So it took me an extra second. But Luke was already halfway out the door before I even got the receipt.
I was like, you taking the ACT? Like, what's going on?
It's why you tip with cash.
The lady thought it was hilarious. So.
She was nice.
That's the sole reason why I like having cash on me. If I go out to eat, it's just so much easier to be like, here's just X amount of dollars instead of trying to be like, well,
and then a cop walked in, shit got weird real quick.
Undercover though. Not really.
What kind of a restaurant are you two eating at?
Bat 17.
I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, how many more times?
Luke.
No free advertising. Pay the check.
Luke served me and Elena last night. It'll be a few nights after this gets released, but you did a good job.
I did. I tried. I had six tables at the time.
You had four when you came up to us, so that's the truth here.
Six.
Okay, I believe you.
I got like literally two more after I played the first night. You guys.
Yeah, it was very, very good. And it was like Elena had leftovers and she like ate them for lunch today, and it was a good feeling because that means she actually ate lunch today. Because sometimes she doesn't have to do that. So, shout out Elena.
Shout out Elena for eating. Congrats.
Thanks, Elena. Appreciate you. All right. Anything else? Otherwise, we can get into our first segment.
Which is?
Question of the week.
Question of the week from bro.
No.
Aaron. No. So this is something
who?
That Aaron. Okay.
Mike? God?
God.
The answer is Yoda. No.
Loki?
Question of the week. Speaking of Loki, did you watch it?
No, I gotta wait.
Yeah, I can show.
The answer is no.
Good episode.
I heard it's crazy. I saw like a sneak little clip and I got out of it really quick.
Yeah, it was very good. I'm gonna be honest, if the last episode ends really well, it might be better than one.
Is it season six? Or I mean, not
six. Yeah, season six.
But
Loki,
they said that Loki might be another, they might do another season of it, depending on it. But
they said that about WandaVision. They better before we have to wait another year before Multiverse of Madness comes out.
Well, no, don't worry, dude. It's, Black Widow comes out Friday. We'll just go see that.
We were thinking about going to the midnight show tonight.
Actually? Okay. I don't know if I want to see it. I'm going to be completely honest.
I don't want to see it either.
It's not because it's Black Widow. No. Any interest I had, I lost because it got pushed back.
So it's no longer, at that point, I don't think it's like a Marvel movie. It's just like a normal action movie because none of them have powers, I don't think, in that movie.
It doesn't really have anything to do with the current timeline.
That's it.
I think they said it's going to set up future heroes, but at some point it's just like...
Well, except the... What's his name from Stranger Things, right?
Dave Harbour.
That's it.
He's the Red Guardian. You've gotten fit. How many times have I heard that?
50 times, because that was the only promo they had. Taskmaster looks cool.
You've gotten fit.
Classic. Classic fat guy joke.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
But question of the week. So this was something that Aaron brought up. He said that he likes how we, if we try to bring up something that we can debate for a minute or two. So this question of the week has to do with the United States.
Great.
We're going to send you know where anything in the United States is.
We're getting political.
Yeah.
Well, he's looking up a map right now.
That's it. While we're filling dead air, pardon my take brought back.
United Dragons.
That was a good episode.
I was talking about this the other day with one of my coworkers. If there was another civil war, who would win?
Well, you know what's funny is probably that's kind of what we're going to be talking about.
Probably the North.
If the United
that's
States,
that's why I said it was like no, the South. It's where the guns is. I'm like, the North is where all the fucking
crazy people are.
Yeah, no.
I mean, people talk about Florida, but still, I mean, you have Detroit.
We got all the bad.
Well, but are
you
got
Detroit? Chicago,
I guess
New York.
The question is though, are you going to factor in like everyone in like the West?
You don't call neutral states. You don't call neutral states.
Or is that like, is it going to be the same states as before?
Same states as before.
Oh, I think the North one's good.
Yeah. I think the North kicks their ass.
So, speaking of that, if the United States was divided vertically in half between the eastern side of the map and the western side of the map, bless you.
What do you mean by map? Were you cutting it off? The Mississippi or what?
I think the Mississippi probably makes the most sense.
Wherever the Louisiana Purchase was.
East
Who
of the
is winning?
East of the Mississippi.
East of the Mississippi. Who is winning in an all-out Civil
West
War?
West of the Mississippi
east
versus
east,
east,
right?
Man,
not even close.
I really
thought
one of you guys was going to throw West.
Not even close.
Wow.
Are you kidding? They got California? Cool.
Well, I was going to say,
we have Chicago,
Baltimore,
New York,
Pittsburgh, New York. Like, that's a lot of
we got Delaware.
Fucking people in there.
I mean, we still get Florida. We get the most of the South. We don't get Texas.
They get Texas. That's the one thing they have going.
Cool. They get Texas. Watch the newest Purge. Everyone gets fucked.
Can we have Hawaii?
No.
Okay.
Get Alaska.
Ooh.
But then again, you think about it, like think about Colorado, Wyoming, like all of the states. I'm sure Nebraska's in it. Like they have.
Yeah, I'm sure Nebraska's a state.
I'm curious, like where.
When to fly over states?
Yeah, good question, Aaron. Pretty easy.
30 seconds.
Hold on.
Do you want to call him down here and see if he has an argument for either
West
Coast?
So turn this.
Okay, so here's the split. So it splits between like.
They got shit.
Those are all flyover states.
It is a lot. I mean, it's just a lot more land.
All right, well, we'll go through it. Iowa, Alcorn. They don't got shit. Sorry, bro. Missouri's there, all right. Missouri, whatever.
Arkansas.
I forgot that was a state.
Arkansas.
Louisiana,
they got
Gators.
They're like second Florida
fuckers. Texas is their strongest.
Yep. That's
Oklahoma. No one really cares. Kansas sucks. Nebraska sucks. The Dakotas suck. Yeah. Montana's all mountain.
And just Wyoming for those sucks. Listening, we're just saying in terms of a civil war, you guys.
Y'all ain't got shit.
Colorado, they got. I don't know.
Weed.
Yeah. New Mexico.
Shout out.
There's some crazy motherfuckers in New Mexico.
Really, New Mexico and Oklahoma are just parts.
Arizona's just got all the ASU idiots that play Warzone too much. They'll die first. Utah, Idaho,
Mormons. You think the Mormons are going to do anything?
Las Vegas is all Nevada has. California, you can just throw out. Oregon,
Washington.
It would just be tough because you'd have to like send people down to Alaska and Hawaii.
They can come to us.
Why would you have to go to them?
Hawaii's going to be like, you better wish you don't come over here.
Not up in here. Stay over there. Our volcanic ash.
California midway through is going to have an earthquake. Down goes Hawaii.
Okay, I got another question. Okay.
Is this one better?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. $1 million on the line. You know, on the goal line of the NFL.
No, not taking it.
You have to do one of two things. Which one are you picking?
Survive.
What?
Run through Aaron Donald.
Nope.
Or stop Derrick Henry.
Neither of those are happening.
Well, you have to pick one.
Definitely run through Aaron Donald.
I agree, 100%.
There's no way
I'm not
about to get hit sticked by fucking.
Do you know how
Derrick
Henry runs?
You're on the goal line. What do you mean?
His first three steps are faster than anything that you could.
Plus, at least I'm on the goal line. I can do the thing where I reach over.
That's what I'm saying. And like, if it's Aaron Donald, like, if you might be able to, like, there's a chance he's not going to be like running at you full steam. Like, he might like get you inside.
I don't think Derrick Henry was that fast though.
It doesn't matter.
Are you,
so
no, I'm not saying
it's
not
that fast. Are you on
No, I would take the Aaron Donald because I'd rather have somebody go into me than me try to go into somebody that's coming at me.
That's what I'm saying.
So I would just like I'll just take the dive. I know
pause.
I'm not scoring.
Pause, wait.
Pause.
Hold on.
I'd rather want someone coming at me.
It's fair. At that point, if he gets to me, he gets.
Which one do you think you're more? So
neither.
But are you more likely to
nope.
successfully
equally,
get Aaron Donald?
Equally die.
You're
maybe your only chance if he misses by an angle and he clips you and you just like spin sideways.
I mean, your best bet with Derrick Henry is to just do a classic DB tackle open field. Is just
nuts.
Grab his legs and fall.
You're in the goal line.
That's what I'm saying. So that's
scores.
Why I chose Aaron Donald.
Yeah, but you lose.
Yes,
you lose.
Good day, sir. Okay. It's basically, do you want to run at Derrick Henry full speed or do you run at Aaron Donald and like try to juke him out?
Aaron Donald, because I feel like he'd be nicer about it.
Maybe. I don't actually know. Who do you think's the nicer guy? Aaron Donald or Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
Seeing what Derrick Henry's done to some kids.
Aaron Donald. I've also only ever listened to Aaron Donald, like, in terms of, like, an interview or whatever, so I don't know.
He's a nice guy.
I don't know like, what Derrick Henry is.
He's also the strongest in the NFL, correct?
Were you able to say that? I'm not sure.
Probably.
I think that's, yeah.
I think he's the only non-quarterback position that's ever gotten close to winning MVP.
No, J.J. Watt.
Besides J.J. Watt. Who is
probably other people?
You know, JJ Watt,
Richard Sherman.
You know what I forgot about?
He's on the Cardinals.
I totally forgot about that.
I did not.
That just happened.
Sports betting advice for this upcoming NFL season: fade the Texans every fucking game.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I don't care if they're +500. Don't bet the Texans.
I mean, their starting quarterback isn't even Deshaun Watson.
Even if they had Deshaun Watson, they'd still lose a good amount of games.
No, it was interesting though. Jordan Love, Justin Fields are all working with Deshaun today. Out with Deshaun Watson, which I don't really want Fields around him, but he is a good quarterback.
Around who?
Deshaun Watson. Yeah. I don't want him around him, but he is a good quarterback.
Been proven guilty of anything, yeah.
This is true. Innocent until proven guilty. Well, those are our questions of the week. Hopefully we'll come up with some different ones for next time. Some shower thoughts? Bro.
Hello.
New segment.
Yeah, so I thought of this segment because, of course, I think everybody has like shower thoughts, but I was thinking like you're in the shower. Some people listen to music, other people just like just focus and just like think to themselves. So I thought it'd be like stuff that I think about, I'll bring onto the podcast and think about and talk about. So I'm going to have me ask my question. You each get a chance to explain it, and then we'll try to look it up to see if the internet has an actual answer.
Are these questions that actually –
I don't know if some might have answers. Some might probably don't.
So you didn't do any prior research?
No, it's from my brain.
Just saying, but like you didn't like think about it. Like,
he doesn't have the actual answer.
No, I don't have the answer.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just it's legitimately just me asking questions. So I have one. I have two. One that I saw from a video that I also thought about in the shower, and then one that I thought in my shower. The first one I'll go with. The first one I thought about myself is, why and how does music get stuck in your head? Just think about it. Like, that's probably the most, like, common thing. Like, maybe once in a while you get, like, a saying stuck in your head, but it will be a song. Like, every day I feel like I get a new song stuck in my head.
I think it just comes down to the basic melody.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of, like, I'm sure there's something that happens in your head when, like, it triggers a memory or something, and therefore it stays in your head.
Or, like, a song you don't remember, but you somehow remember it.
Right.
Yeah, but what do you always do when you're trying to think of a song? You hum it first. So the melody is what sticks with you.
I was just thinking more
words come after.
Like, I'm thinking, for example, like, those Bo Burnham songs have been stuck in my head from TikTok. So now every time I'm on TikTok, even if I don't play a video of that audio being used, the song gets stuck in my head. So I'm thinking, like, I think it has something to do with memories, but I do see your point with the melody thing. I'm like,
Google it. Why do songs get stuck in my head? Because you cut yourself at night.
I will. I'll knock the microphone over. In order to get stuck in your head, earworms are like, what?
You, like, skipped.
What?
Oh, right.
Oh, it's actually called an earworm.
Yeah, gross.
An earworm, sometimes referred to as brainworm, sticky music, stuck song syndrome, or most commonly as earworms, involuntary musical imagery, is a catchy and or memorial piece of music or saying that continuously occupies a person's mind even after it's no longer being played or spoken about. Why do songs become earworms? The faster the speed of the song, okay, the more likely it is to spontaneously pop into your head. Jeff Kubowski,
I have a song in my head right now.
Says this is because people tend to move along to earworms, so earworms can get stuck in your head when you're briskly walking, brushing your teeth, or sweeping slowly because they match the tempo of what you're doing.
Totally melody, tempo.
Definitely is tempo.
Take a break between the next one so I can play this song stuck in my head.
Can anxiety cause earworms?
All right, well, we're going down a rabbit hole.
Seven days since. This is a break, so you guys can think. Wrong one, actually. This one.
This is from the show.
This is from Haiku, which is a volleyball show. The other one was from Saturday Night Live.
Alright, cool. Come on.
Alright, we'll let your second shower thought.
Okay, so my second one is, say two guys are playing chess. The first one can read minds. The second one sees in the future. Who wins?
The guy who reads minds. Because if the other guy can see in the future, then he can see that by that
he's
he can
reading,
basically
he's
see
reading
future.
His mind, knowing.
Yeah, but then the guy seeing the future will know that he's reading his mind, so he knows what moves he's gonna make.
Oh. Draw.
No, so
cat scratch. No, you can tie.
Do you think it's a tie?
I don't know. I know you can tie in chess. So what I'm saying, I don't know if it will be.
There's a word for it. It's not draw, but it's like
cat scratch.
Can the guy who sees in the future, can he change what's going to happen? Like, it's not like, this is going to happen.
Well, so I don't know what you're thinking.
No, it's like Doctor Strange, where he can only see a certain amount of possibilities.
And then, but I feel like, because, like, there's, like, a thing, like, I don't know if you guys watched Yu-Gi-Oh! As a kid, where he's like, oh, he's going to read my mind and know what card I'm going to play. So I'm not even going to think about the cards I'm going to play. I'm going to play my cards blindfolded, so he just doesn't even know what he's playing. So does he just, like, not think about what – like, he thinks about 10 different possibilities. He just moves one piece in a random spot.
I guess that's the thing. Like, if you can read the mind of someone who knows what's going to happen,
just like
can you see – like, are you reading their mind thinking, I know what's going to happen? Or are you reading their mind –
like, I know there's, like, 10 possibilities you can choose from, but I don't know if he's picking this one.
Right. So I think, actually, the guy you can see in the future, because you can totally throw that guy off.
Google it. See if that has an answer.
Aaron
has the answer.
You basically don't have to put chess, you can just do it in a fight, I guess.
Reads mind.
I mean, I'm just being real. Like, who cares about chess? Same thing.
If I could let you read Francis Ngannou's mind, would you be
so
in
this
a fight?
Is actually,
he's about to throw a left hook.
Someone actually asked this question.
Good.
Who wins in a chess match?
I saw it on
the
TikTok.
Can see the future, someone that can read minds. The one who can read minds will have the advantage, but much less than you might initially expect. It could simply come down to which of them is better at chess. They both have access to the same information, except that one can see the future, doesn't know who their opponent is, what their opponent is thinking. They can both see the future because the one who can read minds can read it from their opponent's mind.
Hey, what the fuck, the knight do again?
Being able to see the future is extremely useful.
Guys, this guy sucks.
Dude, what the fuck?
But it doesn't necessarily mean you know how you can get there, and considering all different possible events will take time, especially if you're doing it via magical psychic ability. Chess is generally played at a time limit, which would...
Suppose water is
all right, here's a good point here. Chess is generally played with a time limit, which would limit the utility of pre-science, especially in blitz or bullet chess, which is played much faster than standard chess. Jeez. Even if I could see the future and read minds... Oh, wait, no. This is just someone saying that they suck at chess.
But I'm saying if the guy could see in the future, I know it's time, but he could plan this out a day before.
That is true.
You picked the guy who could read minds earlier.
But now
I
think
this is why I ask the questions. I don't answer.
I think that's the thing. Like, there is a good point. Like, it kind of comes down to how good you are at chess, for sure. Okay. But I think if you're able to see the future, it is useful. But again, if you're sitting there the day of and you're thinking, okay, this is how it could end, but the game is over in 30 minutes. Like,
you what? What about Harry Potter chess?
No, Ron.
No, you can't.
He's going to sacrifice himself.
You can't. Not me. Right, not
Hermione. Oh, this one's
you.
This one's from chess.com.
Oh, okay, chess.com.
Is that official?
Ladies and gentlemen, chess.com.
Chess.com, forums. This is the forums.
Shout out chess.com.
Welcome back.
Get all your information and updates about chess.
All your chessy needs.
So this is these questions, all these answers are coming from May 22nd. So this person says he can see the future. No matter what the other guy does, he can always use a scenario where he wins. Thank you, the under dash nail. A Jack Potato 05.
What if there's a Nexus event?
Oh, shit.
I don't know, I'm bringing everything into this question.
Well, are those actually Nexus events?
Shut up. I didn't watch it yet.
Well, it's that
one. I've never seen Loki, so.
The person who can read minds can just see into what the guy seeing the future is thinking, so he slash she can also see the future, kind of. He slash she slash it, dude. It's 2021.
Canceled.
Jack Potato 05, you're canceled.
First off, not it. They.
Could be
it. You're canceled.
That thing.
It's
been a run.
It's
Luke and Bro show.
They both be the exact same way, so I think you draw. This guy, Mr. India, just goes, who plays white?
That's true. No, it's important.
No
white goes first.
White. No one plays white.
It's fine.
It's 2021.
White, no, usually, white goes white. First, so it's either.
Here's a good answer. This guy posted a meme format that I don't think I've seen since iFunny.
Let's see it. Is it that look Brian?
Oh, my God.
The average guy, except you can see 20 minutes into the future. Fuck you, guys.
That's a great meme. That means nothing. LOL.
LOL.
I don't think anyone here.
Top comment.
No one's gonna give us a good answer there. But I think so. What is the conclusion here?
I think so. They can see the future.
I think I'm kind of with you on that. A mind reader would have the advantage in the game, but if you could see all the possible outcomes, you could choose how you get to those outcomes.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like the guy who could see into the future is used to seeing all these different outcomes, and if the guy was reading his mind, he'd be like, what is happening?
Right.
He also wouldn't know which one is
happening.
Never
want to look inside Dr. Strange's mind.
No, yeah. So I go, well, that's only if he's using the time stone.
Whatever. Nerd.
All right. You got any others?
No.
All right, those are shower thoughts with Bro.
Why does all garbage smell the same?
We're not doing this again.
He's doing the thing.
We're not doing. I don't think he was here when we asked that question.
I wasn't. But I don't think.
Okay, we're gonna take a break after we answer this real quick, and then we'll go back to other segments. When we were Sam Snippets pre-Brill era,
I think it's trash bags.
Luke asked a question. It was hot takes. It used to be a segment we did. We was like hot takes.
What's your hot take? All trash smells the same.
All trash smells the same. And we literally were all just sitting there and we were like, that's just not accurate.
I'm pretty sure it's like, at least with like hefty bags. I'm pretty sure it's probably like the smell, like the bag probably is like
right
a.
Now?
The bag probably has something in it that like, kills like the somewhat of the bad bacteria smell because like
brand awareness.
Like if you put your garbage in, like in a brown bag, it'll stink way faster if you put it like in a designated trash bag. So I feel like there's something in it like just
all right,
mask the smell.
Why does all garbage have the same overall smell? Because it's being broken down by the same type of bacteria. Even though it may not start off smelling the same, most refuse is going to is going to wind up with a distinct garbage odor from this bacteria.
Interesting. Well, there you go.
Is that a candle?
So,
this garbage.
Where was that answer a year ago?
Is there a garbage candle?
You can get scented garbage bags, apparently.
That makes sense.
You don't have those?
No.
I got the lilacs.
Shout out Lombard Lilac Parade.
When was the last time that's happened?
I don't know. When I was like in sixth grade. I don't know the last time I was there.
I don't know what you two are talking about.
Lilac Parade, bro.
Well, yeah, obviously. But all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get back to our other segments real quick. All right. We got a few more segments we're going to do, and then we're going to get to our draft of best sodas. So
pop.
pops. What do you call them?
Plop.
Plops. Pops.
Well, we say pop because we say our O's with an ah because we're from Chicago.
Oh.
So it's really pop.
Oh.
Pop.
It's soda pops.
So it's poop.
It's pop.
Poop.
Like when you say, we say mom.
Carbonated beverage.
Say mom.
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 Cock.
Big problem.
Cock.
Cock. God damn. God.
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 Oh.
God.
So, class clown of the week. For those who don't know, class clown is where we just kind of call something out that was funny to us, like a class clown. And then who's in timeout is someone who just, they need a timeout. They've been bad in gym class. They need a timeout. Class clown of the week. Who would like to go first?
Class clown. I would have to say.
What made you laugh?
Go, Pearl. Go, Pearl, go first.
That's not laughing, but it's both. Both my class clown and the timeout of the Chicago Cubs. They lost 12 in a row, which is pretty. There's not a camera there anymore. I looked over there. So that's
awkward. I said we turned it off.
They lost 12 in a row, which basically ended their chances of even making the playoffs. They're third in the division. The trade deadline is the 30th of July, so they're going to be selling. I have no idea what Jed Hoyer is going to do, who's their general manager, I think, or president. I don't know how baseball terms are. But they're probably going to be trading a lot of people away. Like Craig Kimbrell is probably getting traded for hopefully good return. Probably Chris Bryant. Probably not a big market for Javi Rizzo. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see if like they trade people away because then they become unrestricted at the end of the year. So they could technically re-sign them after they trade them. But I have no idea what's going to happen. But yeah, losing 12 in a row and then getting excited to be in first, like the third month of the season, just thinking you're really good. Then you remember there's five more months in the season and that you're in third now. After you trade your best pitcher away and people are like, oh, we can still compete if we had pitching. I'm like, well, you're not going to compete because you don't have pitching. So the trade deadline, what are you going to do? Trade for a pitcher? No, it's just clown.
My class clown is going to be Danny DeVito because, you know, he never fails to make me laugh.
Fucking hilarious.
Is referring to something in particular or just in general?
No, nope, just in general. Danny DeVito.
Funny guy.
Mine is hashtag gym class villains. So on Instagram, we do the hashtag gym class villains, create the brand. And then obviously if like people look it up on Instagram, they'll see our posts. When I first started doing it, I saw two pretty funny like old selfies of these like random like girls. I don't even know where, like the account's from like 2012, I think. And I was like, oh, if we just keep like posting, they'll go away eventually. Well, I checked recently and they're still the top things on the hashtag.
Did you find it?
You'd have to look it up because I have my settings so that I don't see them anymore.
You block
me. No,
Instagram?
If you go on Instagram, you look up hashtag gym class villains. They're like, and it's so funny because it's like all of our other stuff, our reels pop up, like it's all us, and then it's just these two random like girls, and it makes me laugh because I like thought they would just go away, and they didn't.
Literally. So it's all of us.
Those are gym class villains.
Those are the
show.
Real gym class.
Anxiety and the cupcakes. Oh, she's still. Oh.
She's a boyfriend.
When was the last time she posted?
May 29th.
Oh, so maybe send her DM and say.
They're 14.
They're 23. One of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, God.
Send him a DM and say, hey, you can delete this now.
I'm going to fight you.
That's my class. I'll do my who's in a timeout as well. My who's in a timeout is me. So I'm taking some summer classes, and one of my summer classes was only 5 weeks. And it was a pretty easy summer class. I was getting all my stuff turned in on time. It was basically like if you did it, you got a good grade on it. And I had like 100% in the class. And one of the final projects, the final project for a class was a 1,000-word paper on two short stories. It was a short story class. And the week that the paper was due was a really busy week for me. I had to work a lot and I was really tired. And it got to like 2 days before and I was talking to Elena and I was like, you know what? I just don't think I'm gonna do the paper. I just have to pass this class. I'll get like a B, no big deal. It's Sunday night at 10:30. I just got home from a shift and I look at my grades and the paper is not worth 30 points. Oh no, it's worth 100 points. And if I didn't do the paper, I was going to fail. So I wrote a 750 word page paper in 20 minutes about I couldn't tell you what, and turned
I'll
it in.
I'll tell you what.
And I got a 90.
Tell you what.
I got a 90. But
my who's in timeout is whoever the commission is for the Olympics because they kicked that girl out of the Olympics for testing positive for marijuana, which to me is fucking stupid.
The one thing I will say is it is in your contract, but at the same time, it's still fucking bogus.
I was going to say, rules are rules, but it's fucking stupid rules.
It's very, very stupid because a lot of those companies that are involved with it probably have – steak and THC. Yeah. So yeah, that was fucking bullshit. I'll be honest. I'm trying to get too serious about that kind of stuff, but yeah, that was really, really stupid, and it's a damn shame because from what I don't know who Shakari Richardson was prior to this, but it seemed like she was really, really talented. And yeah. But apparently she was really, really talented. I mean, she is very talented. She's still here. But yeah, that shit was bogus.
All right. Time for pop.
Pop.
Five rounds, baby.
Five rounds.
Starting right now on the spot. Bro, go. You're on the clock.
First pick, Dr. Pepper.
Any reason behind it?
Just it's unique. It's not like anything else. Like, I mean, you guess Mr. Pibb.
That's better.
Nah, I don't think so.
As the first overall pick, though, you're going to go Pibb over Dr. Pepper?
No.
Never. I'm asking you personally. If you were Bro, would you?
I would go Pibb.
You would go Pibb?
You're weird.
Interesting. I'm going to go Baja Blast. By far the best flavor Mountain Dew. If you've ever gotten into cans, it's fantastic. It's my go-to thing. Taco Bell. For one of them. It's so good.
I'm going to go with A&W root beer.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's the best root beer. Creamy, vanilla-y.
I can't tell you the last time I had root beer.
Okay.
You're up again there, sir.
I'm going to go with classic Coke. Like the Mexican bottled Coke.
Don't be that specific.
Okay, fine.
You can be that specific.
Okay. You can Mexican any soda then.
My next pick. Are you playing footsies with me right now? I just need to stretch my leg out. Hey there. Oh my. Sir.
Go ahead.
My next pick. I'm gonna go with Orange Fanta.
Okay, good. You can pick one.
I think Orange Fanta was one of the few sodas that I drank consistently as a kid. I just loved that crisp orange taste, and yeah, I think it's top pick.
Hey, cream.
Speaking of crisp, Sprite. That's the premier lemon lime.
I was hoping it would drop more.
Next.
Rick, I'm surprised you didn't pick this one, because I think we like it more. I like Pepsi over Coke.
Yeah, I'm sorry I like Pepsi more. Yeah. But Coke's just always a classic to me.
Question before we continue. Can we do different flavors of sodas that have been named?
Yeah, I guess.
Because my next pick is going to be Cherry Vanilla Coke.
That's fine.
Absolutely one of the best sodas I've ever had. I used to drink it all the time freshman year of college. There was a vending machine on my campus that sold it for $1. So good. It's a great mixer as well for those who are of age. Cherry Vanilla Coke is should have been a first round pick, honestly, in my personal opinion.
That's funny, stupid.
Because I forgot about it.
I'm going to go with – is it my pick?
Yeah, it is.
Jarritos.
Interesting.
Preferably the lime.
So are you doing Jarritos lime?
I'm going to go Jarritos.
Luke, okay. Back it around to Luke.
Being it around town.
I'm going to go with Grape Fanta.
Interesting.
And you picked Orange Fanta, correct?
I did. Okay. But I think Grape Fanta is better.
No, it's just around.
But Orange Fanta is good better, but I think I do like Grape Fanta a lot. So I'm trying to think of sodas that I actually drank like consistently as a kid. And if I had to think of something that I had a lot, it sucks because you took Sprite. Seven Up, I don't think was on the same level. I am going to go with, I might get some flack for this one, but I'm going to go with Squirt.
Okay. Unique.
Very unique soda. But it was a soda that I had quite a lot growing up, and I really, really liked it.
Okay. I'm going to go with a classic gamer fuel. I'm going to go with Mountain Dew.
I thought you were going to say, like,
G Fuel. Let's see here.
With OG Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's fine. Sam, you picked Fanta, correct?
I did.
I'm going to go with Crush Orange. I think I like that more. I think I have Crush more than Fanta. I think it's depending on, like, where you go to buy it.
I like Phantom. I think if we did a blind soda test, I don't think I can tell the difference.
I agree. Sam, your last one.
So I actually just thought of one that I used to drink a lot.
I love ginger.
Mountain Dew Code Red.
Fuck, that was my pick.
I used to drink Mountain Dew Code Red in grade school.
A lot of sugar.
It was way too much sugar, right? But it was so good. Raise energy.
Diet Coke.
Ugh. Okay, Mom.
Hey, Didi.
Guess we can do diets.
I go zero caffeine. I'm not that weird.
Zero caffeine Diet Coke is literally just... I think I actually...
Carbonated pool water! Actually, you're fucking... I'll go with Pibb.
You can change your pick.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
You're stuck with Diet Coke.
I'm the last fucking...
You're stuck with Diet Coke.
We can do a sixth round if we want.
No.
All right, five rounds. Luke, I already mentioned.
I don't mention. Cave. Canada Dry, I guess. Barks root beer or mugs. I guess if you want another root beer person. I'm surprised. Isn't it more like a Midwestern RC?
No, on SodaStream.com? What?
Nice.
Isn't that the...
Sunkist is another good one. We just all wanted to do an orange soda flavor. There's Fanta, like... Did you pick Fanta Grape?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the other Fanta flavors. A bunch of just other random flavors. Like you could do cherry anything, basically.
I'm trying to think of other...
Mellow Yellow. What's that one thing on St. Patty's Day that we always did? Like Green River or something like that?
Green River. Green River is good. I wouldn't put it in my top
Fago.
Five. Fresca.
Blueberry
flavor. You know what we should do? We should get those like gag sodas or whatever it is, where it's all the weird flavors, and do us trying them.
Cherry Coke. Buffalo. No. The buffalo wing. I've seen those. The buffalo wings, like bacon.
There's like corn.
Butter.
That's the draft.
Read off the teams.
Draft. So, Team Brill is going to consist of Dr. Pepper, Sprite, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and Crush Orange. Team Sam is going to consist of Baja Blast, Orange Fanta, Cherry Vanilla Coke, Squirt, and Mountain Dew Code Red. And Team Luke is going to consist of A&W Root Beer, Regular Coke, Jarritos, right?
Doesn't take.
Grape Fanta, Diet Coke. You guys will be able to vote on this. We will have some sort of graphic up for you to look at them, and you will be able to vote on this on our Twitter page. Hopefully we won't have to go to another tiebreaker, and hopefully Luke will actually get a vote this time and not pull Mike.
What was the last draft?
Worst high school moments.
We didn't get a single vote.
Didn't get a single vote. And then we did a tiebreaker on Instagram, and you got like 15 votes. It was literally our most voted on Instagram poll, I think, and you literally got like 15 votes.
Is Brilla drafting dynasty? I think so. We had a recount of like most recent like drafts.
This is on the spot kind of thing, but why don't we do, in honor of the Tampa Bay Lightning winning the Stanley Cup, why don't we do a cartoon generated hockey team?
I like it.
Fuck yeah!
In honor of the Tampa Bay Lightning winning another Stanley Cup back-to-back. Fuck the Tampa Bay Lightning. Just kidding. They're a great hockey team. They deserve it. We are doing a random – bringing it back. Random cartoon generator hockey teams. I don't know how many positions play in hockey.
Seven.
Center.
Six.
Center, two wingers.
Six.
Two defensemen and a goalie.
Two goalies.
Why didn't we thought of that?
And then we'll do a coach. Yeah, that's it.
And mascot.
And the mascot.
Someone's about to hit an emergency call.
I don't know who won the last time, so we're really going to go first.
I don't want to. Okay, that's fine.
Here, this is your for your center?
This is my center or winger first?
Center.
Center, okay.
All right, Brill, your center is Hong Kong Fui.
We're fucked. He's international. It's okay.
All right.
I don't think there's many Asian hockey players.
Sebastian Aho. Shout out Sebastian Aho.
My center is
Superman.
Marvin Martian.
Solid.
God damn it.
It's not bad.
Luke's center.
Yep.
Is Bobby Hill.
Fuck. He's the enforcer.
These teams are ass.
So far not. All right, it's okay. The wingers are what gets you the points.
Do we snake or go back to Brill?
We snake usually.
Okay. So Luke.
What first, about the
do two. It's two.
Your first Sit. Wing.
Just do two.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Your wings.
Yes. Your wangs.
Are Superman and Eric Cartman.
Okay, so you got one power. You got Patrick Kane and I don't know, bad hockey player.
And me.
Insane.
My wings. You got those?
Yep.
Scooby-Doo and...
Nice. Pretty similar.
Chief Clancy Wickham.
Okay.
I mean, Scooby-Doo's a wild card. You never know you're going to get Scooby-Doo.
You get four skates.
All right. Brill's wings.
Give it to me.
Arthur and Top
Why are all mine animals? Literally all animals. Jeez. Arthur looks like he can skate, though.
No, he doesn't. Look at him. He's got weak ankles.
There's
got
to be.
He's got grip.
I'm going to look up Arthur's
skate. All right, defenseman.
My two defensemen?
No. Go back, bro. Rose defenseman is Eeyore and Sterling Mallory Archer. That's not a bad defenseman.
See, there's hockey and Arthur. He knows how to skate it up.
Yeah, I mean, Archer's not a bad pick to have either.
No,
Eeyore's just going
to skate. Eeyore's actually perfect. Can you hear me out? He's going to be the one that slides and blocks the pucks because he just likes pain.
All right.
True. My defenseman. Eddie Bach and Beavis and Butthead.
That's just one.
Is that Beavis or Butthead?
I think it's Beavis.
I've never seen Beavis and Butthead.
Sadly.
Betty,
I don't know what to tell you.
She's fucking thick, bro. Damn.
Damn.
All right. And my defenseman.
Daisy Duck and Venom.
Luke's got a good team.
Luke has two superheroes on his team. you think he's got a good
Venom
team?
Venom a hero or a villain?
Yeah, all
right, and my goalie.
This is where it can make or break it.
George of the Jungle. No Image.
Shout out Vasilevsky for Tampa Bay.
Sam, your goalie. Very good goalie.
Tom.
That's not good.
Well.
Very uncoordinated.
Bro, your goalie.
This is where I need a good goalie. Fuck you. Nope. Thank God.
Elmer Fyfe.
Fuck me. My first human, too.
All right. And now we're going to mascots.
The Brill curse for fucking bad random drafts catches up with, of course, my good drafting. So mascot or head coach or mascot first.
Mascots. So the Brill.
Nope.
The Brill.
That's pretty. The Brill crust. That's goated. That's pretty good.
The Sam. Smoke. Droopies.
Oh.
Yep,
that sounds about right.
Yep. And the Luke. Larry the Cucumbers.
That's not bad. These are mascots are solid.
Yeah, the mascots. The Blue Cucumbers.
Coaches. All right, my head coach is.
Coaches can help carry.
Team, this is true. Charlie Brown. You blockhead. My head coach.
I do ice skate a lot, though, so you probably know.
It's Robin. What?
You get a bird.
Sam's a bird.
God damn it.
Goddamn bird.
Nope.
My coach
is... Jimmy Cricket. Jiminy Cricket.
He's a very good motivational guy. I'll take it.
He's got luck on his side.
Yeah. I got a good coach and mascot. The rest of my team is fucked.
All right. Well.
All right. So the teams.
This team's fucking sucked.
Starting at center, Brill's got Hong Kong Fooey.
Dude, that's special.
His wingers are Arthur and Top Cat. His defensemen are Eeyore and Archer. Starting at goalie, Elmer Fudd. And his head coach is Jiminy Cricket.
I think I'm better than Sam, but not as good as Luke, obviously.
All right. And Sam Robbins, starting at center, you got Marvin Martian.
Mm-hmm.
His wingers are Scooby-Doo and Chief Wiggums. His defensemen are Betty Boop and Beavis. Starting at goalie, protecting the net, is Tom.
That's tough.
The Sam Droopies.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
For the Luke – Cucumbers, Larry the Cucumbers. Starting at center, Bobby Hill. My wingers are Superman and Eric Cartman. My defensemen are Daisy Duck and Venom.
Mm-hmm.
My goalie is George of the Jungle. And my head coach is Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
That's an all-star team.
Yeah, that I think we know who's gonna win that one. But we'll have something up for that as well. You're gonna do it. That's gonna wrap up the show though. As always, we thank you guys for listening. We know we've been very inconsistent, but we just appreciate the consistent listeners who've been here, who've been enjoying the content, you've been checking us out on YouTube, GCV Pod, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube as well. Thanks so much for listening. And with all of that said, class is dismissed.
Get out of here!